eyes. People with allergies get the same symptoms, so they say you also have to watch for a fever and respiratory symptoms to know whether it's an allergy or possibly coronavirus. And with many Americans turning to fast food to stay fed during this pandemic, McDonald's announced it's pulling its all-day breakfast items off the menu to streamline operations. McDonald's saying it's going to focus on serving only its most popular items. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HunterdonChamberRadio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
Well, good morning and welcome to this special edition here on Hunterdon Chamber Radio. This is Chamber President Chris Phelan, broadcasting live in our very quiet studios and very quiet chamber office today. In fact, I am the only one here at this point. So just want to welcome everyone on board and want to welcome Jim Barnowski. I think we have you on the line, Jim. Good morning. How are you?
Good morning, Chris. Thanks for inviting me in to your radio station here.
Well, I appreciate it. It is truly, as we've been discussing, you and I, over the last week and a half, it is truly unprecedented, you know, these times and measures that are being taken place, and I hope you are doing well.
Yeah, same to you and your family, Chris. You know, we're doing well. Yeah, listen, we're all in this together. We're all trying to follow protocol. Like you, alone in the radio station, I'm here all by myself in my office, and just trying to continuing to do what we need to do in light of the situation to grow a business, take care of our families, and do what's necessary.
It is, and I think, you know, some of the things we'll discuss this morning I think will be beneficial, but this is just really the beginning of many conversations. We're going to be continuing over the next several weeks to provide information, as we've already done, you know, on many means, one of which is Hunterdon Chamber Radio. You know, we've had this station now going for over 10 years, and it's been kind of sad over the last week and a half. We've had to, you know, shut down at least operations with the 25 to 30 chamber radio hosts that come in literally on a daily basis and promote their business and expertise. But we're going to get that back up and going and hopefully be able to share, you know, with our listeners and those that are tuning in maybe for the first time, you know, some real resources and information that'll help, because as both you and I know, this is going to be something that isn't really a matter of weeks for business. We're looking at months, you know, in terms of that recovery period. And that doesn't diminish anything. Our hats off to all of the first responders, our medical community here, the folks up at Hunterdon Healthcare, all of our volunteer rescue squads, fire companies, law enforcement, emergency management, our health department are really doing a phenomenal job. And in our wheelhouse, you know, as I just talked to you this morning, you know, we've been pushing out information, and I'll continue to share that. I really want to, you know, encourage folks on the business side to visit the front page of the Hunterdon Chamber website, hunterdonchamber.org, and then you'll click on that icon button, and we've got a tremendous resource page that we've set up, not only with the Chamber, but with the Office of Economic Development here in Hunterdon County. But we're going to talk a little about business because, you know, the economy is going to be critical to the recovery and our business community as well. Jim, not everyone knows who you are, so maybe we could start out just giving a little, you know, 1 minute background on yourself. You've somebody I have known, gosh, I was thinking this morning back to 2003 when I was at the Middlesex County Chamber of Commerce. So we've had a great, you know, professional relationship. You have been a great support, not only when I was with that chamber, but over the last 12 years at the Hunterdon Chamber, being a regular presenter at our Leadership Hunterdon programs and conducting webinars and seminars and all different stuff for us. So maybe you could just share a little bit about your background in performance selling.
Absolutely. Thank you, Chris. Yeah, but before I even start, I do want to reinforce everything you said. You know, I don't think we can say enough about the organizations, agencies that are helping us through that. Police, fire department, rescue squad, everybody, hospitals, doctors, all the volunteers. You know, we all worry about our own little world, but sometimes we don't step back to thank all those people who really get us through situations like this. And we see it time and time again. And even when this passes, and it will pass, I think we got to keep all those folks in mind that really, really take care of us. And we couldn't be more grateful. So, performance selling. We are I am president, owner of Sandler Training in Somerset, New Jersey. It is the performance selling training center that we have here. And Sandler is the world's largest sales management, customer service training organization in the world. I have been in business here in Somerset, going back to around 2001. So we've seen a lot of things. We've seen a lot of changes in the economy. We've seen a lot of changes in, and what never changes is change. We work with small, mid-sized businesses to help them put together process, grow their organization, put together the behaviors, the mindset or attitude, we like to say, and techniques to continue to build systems and process to grow their business and thrive.
Now, and you do a phenomenal job on that. As I shared just a moment ago, you've been a great mentor, a great colleague to lean on as well, and I'm looking forward to sharing some insight because I think that's one of the challenges right now for everyone. We are in a information avalanche, and for business, we're kind of coming up now trying to again see where we're going to be in the next several weeks. I know I, like you, have had several conversations with businesses throughout our county and you throughout the two counties that you serve, and I'm just curious if you'd like to share anecdotally some of the things that you're hearing from business and from owners, at the end of the day, and maybe, again, a little bit of that advice that you're sharing back to them.
Well, it's interesting, and you and I have had many conversations. It seems like we've been talking several times a week, you and many other organizations that we're both working with. Mm-hmm. And, 3 weeks ago, 2 weeks ago, we realized the situation was real. When 2 weeks ago, when everybody was told to start working at home, not go into their office, separate into small groups, the social separation, if you will, had taken place, and a lot of people weren't set up for it. So it really took us back a couple weeks ago. Now we're 2 or 3 weeks into it, and business owners, large and small, have realized, all right, we've got to continue to figure out how to stay on track and grow our business. So, the feeling has been, all right, here's where we are. Here's what we need to do. Let's figure it out. And the first week was devastating. Oh, my God, how are we going to do this? And our emotions start taking over us. This could go on forever. And we start hearing exaggerations of what is happening and what could possibly happen. But I think this past week we've gotten some sense of, all right, what's real? And, the conversations that we're having are, we almost talk about a four-step process with our clients, and my clients have fed this back to me, is, A, what are our goals? What are we really trying to do? That started in the beginning of the year. B, what facts do I know? Not what could be, but get back to the focus on what facts are here, what do I have to work with? C, what can I control, what can I not control? Now that I have facts, what can I be doing? And D, what actions can I take today? And I have just been blown away about the change of attitude that's just starting to take place this past week, particularly Tuesday, Wednesday, starting today, where people are saying, okay, I know where I am. I know what I need to do. It's still scary, but I can't sit in a corner and wait it out. I've got to go figure out how to do business in this new world. And the creativity that we're seeing with businesses, large and small, we even have global accounts that we work with that are looking at a different way of doing things. Small, one-person's operations are looking at a different way of doing things. And I think a lot of good is going to come out of this after it all settles down.
Sure.
But, that fear almost drives that creativity because we still know we have to do business and we have to carry on with our lives and deal with what we have to do right now. And I think there's some good things that are going to come out of this. We can't see yet, but it'll happen.
Yeah, I think that's great advice, and we'll come back to some of those, I think, specific points as a follow-up, because I do think, you know, at this point, that realization is, as you shared, you know, settling in. And I think one of those bits of advice that can help mitigate, you know, everyone's own individual response in business, especially if you're the owner of a business and you're the manager. Yeah. And listen, again, our small business community, I know here in Hunterdon County, is extremely challenged. There are businesses that I've heard already have gone out of business. We are seeing furloughs. We are seeing layoffs, you know, on that. So these are very, very stressful times. And I would think as a business owner, as a manager with an organization, and even as an employee, and I'm talking business, and we've also got, you know, as well, I don't want to dismiss that. We've got many nonprofits here in the county that operate as businesses. They employ large numbers of individuals and provide critical services. So they're also looking at this, but that's stress and that ability to kind of, you know, take it down a notch and understand there are certain things that we can control and certain things we can't. And that's, I think, very hard for small business, you know, at the end of the day, especially, and for leaders. I don't know if you'd agree with that or not.
Yeah, it really is. You know, the leaders, and this is the time, right, you know, for the leaders of organizations, the owners of businesses who have a staff, have people working with them, to really step back and demonstrate that leadership, because the people who are within these organizations are looking to you to guide them through what's going to happen. And listen, nobody knows for sure what's going to happen.
Right.
But to be able to step back and say, okay, here's the situation. I'm going to be completely transparent in where we are. Here's what we hope will happen. And here's the actions that we're going to take are critical. So that communication is really, it's a cliche, but it is, communication is key. That we're talking about what are we, and you know, we're in a situation where things change every day. It's a 24-hour news cycle, and it's a 24-hour change situation that's taking place. So, you know, people are a little uncomfortable, but the more we understand what the situation is and the more we communicate, the more transparency we have with these small organizations, the easier it'll be for people to accept where we are and make decisions about where we go from here. So, yeah, it's not an easy one. None of us have seen this before. So we're all trying to figure it out, and nobody has the answers, but that's why we need to talk and we need to be a little bit more creative.
No, I agree, and I love that last word you just used. We need to talk. Granted, we are so blessed in so many ways in the business community, small, medium, large business. We've got an incredible infrastructure around technology, you know, from our PDAs to our tablets to our desktops and so many ways to communicate. But I think one of those essentials moving into the next several weeks is going to be able to talk to people and have some contact and pick up the phone, you know, at the end of the day and communicate with colleagues or check in maybe with your neighboring business owner and the like. I think that communication is really important on that personal touch. I mean, Jim, I was driving around just the other day on my way back from the office, and I had never seen so many people outside. I thought there was a major marathon walkathon going around, and I think it's wonderful.
I saw the same thing in my neighborhood, Chris.
Did you? Yeah.
It was amazing. I live in a quiet street, and the streets were empty for a week. All of a sudden, I think it was Monday, I came home, and to your point, in my neighborhood too, there was a walkathon. It was wonderful to see families walking together up and down a street outside.
Sure. Now, I think that's important, and in business, I think we can learn from that, and, you know, we may not be able to meet in person, and we'll talk more about the technologies and Zoom and GoToMeeting and all of these things that folks are using, but picking up that phone and just having a conversation with somebody, I think goes a long way to help mitigate, you know, stress. It goes a long way to helping you kind of come to decisions. It's just, I think, a good thing, and you'll be helping somebody else as well, because I think it's mutual.
You know, it's funny, families, the situation and crisis drives many of these things. I guess rule number one, you know, when our clients started calling us as soon as it's, what should we do, what guidance do you have? And Sam has put out many, many podcasts on dealing with crisis, but it really boils down to one thing. Exactly what you're saying, Chris. Pick up the phone, talk to your customers. Find out how they're doing. Talk to your prospects. Find out how they're doing. Talk to past clients, friends, people who you have met at network organization. See how they're doing. You know, people need that socialization right now, and many of us are in our homes. We haven't left for a while, except to possibly go to the grocery store or the pharmacy.
Sure.
And we miss that socialization. So one of the things, positive things that's going to come out of this, I believe, is we're talking to each other again. And because in a crisis, we need to reach out. And if people aren't reaching out to you, reach out to them. And it's amazing how kind and how warm people are when we need to band together. And I see that happening at all levels, socially and through business.
Well, you mentioned, you know, working at home, and many people, you know, a percentage of our workforce does that routinely, but I would think the overwhelming percentage, you know, this is a new experience. This is something new, and you're trying to adjust. And now, you know, if you have a family, you have children home, you may have a spouse or significant other home with you. And maybe we could share some tips that you're giving out to clients for folks that are, for the first time, you know, have never worked out of their house, and now they're into this environment. And like you said, as we move forward, we've got to remain productive to get our economy stabilized and ultimately, you know, moving forward.
Yeah, it's thank you. It's funny, I just put out a LinkedIn video clip on four things to think about while you're working out at home. And we separated the words homework to home space work, because that's really where we are now. And to your point, many people have not ever had to do this before. Some people are already set up, and they've been working out of the house, but now you have two or three or four other people in the house. So it's a different environment. Some people are used to that structure of being in the office, and their schedule is almost dictated by the surroundings. So one of the things that we're working with people, and they're starting to figure it out, I think this week, that you still need, when you're in business and you're working out of the house and you have to be productive, four things really come to mind. Number one, you need to view it as work. I wear a tie to work every day. If I'm working out of the house on a consistent basis, I'm going to dress like I have for work. This is your Superman or Superwoman suit that you put on, and you fit. Your actions will fit the role you dress for. If you dress for work, you will function as if you're in work. Part B of that is, we're video conferencing now. Almost everyone has gotten on Zoom or GoToMeeting, or there's a multiple of other video conference, FaceTime. We're video conferencing now, and you've got to think about how you're being perceived by customers, clients, colleagues when you're in an environment that is basically a home work environment. So get dressed, look professional, the same way you would if you're going to the office. That's number one. B, because we don't have a structure, I think we need to set up, what are your goals for today? The challenge with working out of the house, and I did it 3 years before I had my own office, working out of my spare bedroom, making cold calls, right? That's what I signed up with Sandler Franchise for.
Sure.
Then and it takes a certain discipline to work out of the house. If you've not done it before, you need to spend the first part of your day figuring out, what goals do I have today? What actions do I need to take to make this a productive day? And that planning time is going to be absolutely critical to drive success of that day, week, month, and going forward. It's a wonderful time, because you might find out that you're much more efficient and effective working out of this environment without interruptions. So make sure you include some projects that you've been putting off, research, analyzing your market now that you might have time. But if you put that plan together, you'll be able to, at the end of the day, say, okay, it's family time at 5 o'clock or 6 o'clock or whatever your time. You have to turn it off and focus on your family. Third thing, this is more of an avoidance thing. Turn off that TV. Do not be tempted to check in with the news. Do not be tempted to start looking what's going on with the virus or what the medical reports are today. Focus on work. There'll be time for that later. You've got to segment that and time block that. And number four, I think, is kind of a different. Because you're not moving around, you're not engaged, you're not taking the steps or as active as you were at the office, I think you need to build in small periods of exercise for two fundamental reasons. Number one, this is a stressful time for many of us. Number two, your body's not moving, and your body chemistry is different when you don't exercise or you're not moving. So build that discipline in, and I think this experience will significantly improve. So I look at those four steps. Number one, get dressed like work. Number two, set goals and behaviors for the day to make it successful. Three, don't get trapped into the current spots on news. And four, exercise.
I think that's great, Jim. And honestly, if you are joining us on Facebook Live, you'll see you've never looked better, you know, at the end of the day. I'm wearing a jacket and tie, but I'm wearing my pajamas because I'm here in the studio. No, I'm only kidding. Now, this is great. I think another area that people do have to, you know, manage, and we're going to take a break in a minute or two, and maybe after that we'll come back with some other tips on managing that stress, because the stress is not only obviously what's still unfolding around us. The stress is not only the restrictions that have, been put on us, but there's a tremendous amount of business stress and anxiety, especially, again, for business owners, for those that are managers, those that are leaders, you know, at the end of the day. And that stress will take a toll. So I think humor is definitely something we all could use, you know, at the end of the day. And I think over the last several weeks, you know, again, we're not making light of this. We've mentioned it several times. And if you're just joining us, this is, again, Chris Phelan, president of the Hunter County Chamber of Commerce. I've got Jim Barnowski of Performance Selling on the line. And we're talking about, you know, ways in which, you know, our business community is responding, some real great sound advice on how you can implement things tactically today to help yourself, no matter what the scale, size, you know, of your business or where you fit within an organization. And again, I don't want to not stress enough. We got to put our hats off, because think about the stress, as we talked early on, about all those in the medical field, those that are on the front lines, from our doctors, our nurses, our technicians, all of our first responders, law enforcement, folks are out there, in addition to folks that are interacting with public in a little different way, you know, from those that are in our grocery stores to clerks and various essential businesses that are open. So, you know, there's a lot of dynamics going on out there, and everybody deals with that on a different front. So maybe we'll think about that in a minute or two, Jim, and we can share a little bit more, and we'll take a break in a moment. Does that sound like it works for you?
Sounds great, Chris.
All right. Well, we're going to take a quick break here. Again, you're listening to Hunter and Chamber Radio, a real special edition. Again, Chris Phelan with the Hunter County Chamber of Commerce here. And we've got Jim Barnowski on the phone. We are social distancing, as we should, all of us. And when we come back in a moment or two from this break, we'll continue our conversation on ways that you can hopefully find some sound advice on how to manage these, you know, very challenging times, and again, the weeks and months that lie ahead. So stay tuned. You're listening here on Hunter and Chamber Radio. You're listening to WHCR-DB, HunterdonChamberRadio.com, brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
I'm Andy Ross. I'm a CPA with the accounting firm of Bedard, Corky & Company.
When it matters most, our award-winning team of emergency physicians and nurses provides sophisticated care 24 hours a day. Superior emergency care at a moment's notice. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care.
Did you know that 1 in 5 people are affected by mental illness? NAMI Hunterdon is the locally affiliate for NAMI, the National Alliance on Mental Illness. We are all volunteers, and all our programs are free of charge. We offer Family to Family, a 12-week course for families that have an adult member with a mental illness. Another popular program is In Our Own Voice, where individuals who are living with mental illness discuss their challenges and their progress in overcoming those challenges. Another course we offer is Basics, a 6-week course for families with a child or an adolescent
who has experienced mental illness. We also have a monthly support group for families on the third Thursday of every month. Please call NAMI Hunterdon at 908-284-0500 for more information about any of our programs or to join. NAMI Hunterdon, the voice for mental health in Hunterdon County.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HunterdonChamberRadio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
Well, I want to welcome you back on this special edition here of Hunterdon Chamber Radio, one of many that we're going to continue to do over the next several weeks. Our radio station, which has been part of our community here in Hunterdon County now for over 10 years, has kind of, over the last week or so, trying to readapt. We've got over 25, 30 chamber members that host weekly shows. I encourage folks, you can visit our website, HunterdonChamber.org, and go over to the radio tab and go to the podcast tab. There is a wealth of information if you're looking for different topics. So we've got a great podcast directory up there. We also stream concurrently on live, so you can see all of our different show hosts and links to their, you know, various pages. But this morning we're joined by Jim Barnowski of Performance Selling, and just having a conversation about how business and business owners and employees and managers and everyone within the workforce is dealing with this current situation. I again got to put kudos out to the folks again at Hunterdon Healthcare. We did a commercial there. They're just an incredible supporter of so many organizations throughout the year and of this station. But at this point, you know, we really send our thoughts and our prayers out to the doctors, the nurses, the technicians, the administrative staff, everybody who is up there doing a phenomenal job protecting our community and dealing with this on the front lines. I want to mention that Hunterdon Healthcare, if you aren't aware, has set up a coronavirus hotline, and that is being staffed 7 days a week, 8 a.m. to 8 p.m., and that hotline is 908-788-6440. And you can visit the Chamber's website right on the front page of our website. We have a great resource page that we're doing in partnership with the Office of Economic Development for Hunterdon County. Click on that, and you will see resources just about every area that you can think of. But it's a great centralized tool. You know, it has opportunities to have hyperlinks. We're doing updates daily in terms of newsfeed. And if you miss that, you know, information on the hospital, they're right up there as well, along with information from the Board of Health. Because, you know, Jim, I'm going to bring you back in, or I'll just keep talking until 10 o'clock. But, you know, there's so much information out there, and trying to get accurate information is important. So we've really put a great emphasis on this resource page. And again, visit HunterdonChamber.org. Go right there. You'll see the COVID, you know, site, and COVID site, and just click that, and it's a great resource. But Jim is with Performance Selling. We're talking about ways people are dealing with stress and how they're trying to reactivate and build some business continuity over the next, which I think is going to be weeks into months. And I'm sure you're hearing that again from your clients. You know, this is truly, it's beyond a marathon. This is a triathlon that I think the business community has to really prepare itself for.
Yeah, it really is. You know, with businesses, some of the things, and we talked about that. I do a lot of my training on Mondays. I have several companies come into our local training center. Individuals, small businesses, even large businesses will video conference in, and everybody was on video conference this past week. And you know, that was the subject. What can we do and what can't we do in this business environment? Because it is different. What customers are available? What prospects and customers are not available? Because they're just not in the office, or they're you know, working out of their homes, and so it's tough. So you know, a lot of things that we're saying is you know, you have to step back and really take a look at what the situation is now for business owners and say, and I focus on the area of sales and sales management. You really start taking a look at the reality of what the situation is. Managing, you know, there's three areas that every business focuses on that makes them successful, and this model's been around for, gosh, the 50s. If you draw a triangle, you start saying, you know, increase revenue. Number two would be enhance customer satisfaction and take care of my customers so that they stick around. And three, control your cost. And right now, we still want to focus on how, now that the dust is settling and if this thing's going to last, we're going to figure out ways, and I'm already seeing creative ways to step back and say, what customers or potential customers am I going to be able to work with and gain over the next X period of time? And I'll come back to that a little bit. But more importantly, right now, in the past 2 weeks, we need to control our costs. We need to manage our cash flow. And companies are doing a pretty good job there, but we want to do it within a reality sense, being transparent with our employees, understanding what do we need to control. The third piece is enhancing customer satisfaction, making sure that we're reaching out to our customers and letting them know we're with them. We're with them for the long term. And what do we need to do together to make sure that we're all on the same page, that we're running this marathon, as you said, or triathlon together. And that's going to come back many, many times over. We've been giving away a lot of training. We've been giving away a lot of guidance. But this is the time to do that. You know, when there is a crisis, you got to step up and you got to give more. And I think that's happening personally, that's happening professionally, all over the state, all over the country, for crying out loud.
Sure.
And that's a good thing, and I think that's going to make us stronger down the road. But I guess from a business standpoint, that top of the triangle, it's amazing to me, and it's wonderful to see how now that this is set in, a lot of our clients are stepping back and saying, all right, listen, this is a hit. We're all going to take it. But where can I reach out? You know, selling is really about one fundamental thing. How do I identify people who need my product or services so it helps their world become better? Yeah, you know, with all the misconceptions about selling, that's really what it is. Not everybody needs help of a specific product or service at this time, but you may have products and services available that people need help with, and this is really the time to step back and take a look at where can I help people? And the dividends will come back to you, I promise. And you got to think outside the box. You got to reach through your comfort zone. You've got to take a look at how do I tap into my creativity to find people who need help, and that's how it's all going to come together at the end. So I always go back to everything we do is about process and building models, and going back to that model and looking at every piece of those three points on that triangle, managing your revenue and increasing it, taking care of your existing customers, and making sure that you're in this together for the long run, and controlling your cost, look at those intellectually, unemotionally, and saying, what do we need to do to get through this and thrive at the other end of it, I think is the model that we all got to step back and take a look at.
No, I agree, and I want to get your thoughts on this, Jim. You know, I know we are still in the midst of the crisis. It's still unfolding.
Yeah.
We don't really know where things will be in the next several days, let alone the next several weeks. But, you know, I know I've heard from businesses as well, and especially those that are in the professional services realm, some that are maybe even nonprofit organizations. You know, there's a concern there, that fine line of, you know, like you were sharing, you know, providing resources and helping, but at what point should I, you know, reactivate my business? And, you know, again, especially in the world of sales and prospecting and or working with your existing customer base, you know, I've heard from folks, there's a little bit of guilt there because, well, everybody's having a hard time and everybody's stressed, which is true. But, you know, at the end of the day, we've got to bring in, you know, money to sustain that whole cycle of the economy and the whole life cycle of any business or organization.
That is the biggest question of the day right now.
Right.
And I think what's interesting is that's where the communication, talking to your customers, talking to people who need your help, and having those agreements up front. In our training, we talk about this concept called upfront contracts, and it's a core part of our selling model. And that upfront contract lays out it's a compartment, or it's a part of the sales process which says, let's have mutual understanding and agreement up front of who's going to do what our goals are, A, together, what you're going to do, what I'm going to do, and at the end of it, what decisions are going to be made. So I guess having that conversation of is, hey, listen, I'm going to get you through this. We're in this together. We're also going to take an evaluation of what the situation is at X period of time. And then based on where that is, we're going to make another decision so that there are no surprises in this relationship. So it is a tough question. I can't give you an answer for that, and I don't think anybody can, because every individual situation is going to be unique. Some people I'm going to be helping for a long time to get to the end of that tunnel. Some people are good now, and they recognize that I've got to stay in business to be able to continue to support them, and there's value in that conversation. So you're going to have to take a look at every situation uniquely, make sure there's clarity up front of here's what we can do, here's what we can't do, and then what are the next steps, and when do we reevaluate this decision and change that relationship for revenue generation so that I could continue to pay my bills? Because if I continue to do this without getting paid, I'm not going to be able to help you down the road. So that's where that balance comes in.
No, it is. There's a cascading effect, no doubt, and I think that's obviously adding to everyone's stress, you know, at the end of the day. And those are some good tips and advice to think about. And I think that's where, like you said, opening up the lines of communication, using the various, you know, support mechanisms that are out there, taking care, putting your stress in check, having that routine as we move forward, it's going to become even more critical, you know, at the end of the day, because we're really moving into uncharted waters and a whole new business environment.
Yeah, I think we don't know. Many of us have not gone through anything like this to this extent before. We had snapshots of this going back several years. We don't know where the bottom is. We don't know what the impact's going to be when this passes. So really stepping back, and you know, one of the things that we talk a lot about is trying to, the word process always comes into place. What you've got to be able to step back before you need to be in reaction mode, in panic mode, and emotion mode. But start thinking now, what processes do we need to put in place based on different outcomes, different scenarios? You know, I'd love to be able to say, okay, 3 weeks, we're all back to work. Is that real? Is it not? I don't know. Probably a little overly optimistic, but I can't make those judgments. I'm not qualified to make those judgments. But I've got to have different models in place for what decisions I'm going to make if the situation didn't change from today to 3 or 4 weeks from today, from today to 6 weeks from today, today to 3 months from today. Now is the time to do a lot of planning and a lot of, if this happens, then I have to take that action. So really, take the time to breathe, think as logically as we can, because we're in a highly stressful, as you said before, highly emotional type situation, and say, okay, based on certain results, certain changes that take place, or non-changes, what decisions am I going to have to make at different time periods as we go forward? And that's going to be unique for every business owner, for every individual with their... Listen, if you're running your house, that's a business.
Right.
You've got to make decisions based on what cards are dealt you at that time.
No, and I think that's it. You know, taking it down step by step, incrementally, day by day, and hour by hour, and having that roadmap laid out is excellent advice. And I also encourage, and I think you do as well, we were talking about this the other day, to write it down, to organize it, to have, like you said, those checklists and that kind of agenda so it's in front of you, I think is a great bit of advice, because the distractions are instantaneous, and there's so many distractions today. You know, if you're working from home or if you happen to still be at your office with very limited staff or just yourself, those distractions can really be detrimental and kind of spiral you in a whole different direction.
Chris, let's go back to what you just said. Write it down.
Sure.
Okay, too often we want to keep this information in our head. And, you know, it's interesting, you know, you mentioned before, and we'll probably get into it a little bit later, one of the challenges many of us have is, you know, when we have a lot of stress, you know, we wake up 3, 4 o'clock in the morning, probably just me, right?
I was up about 10 to 4
this
morning.
And our biggest fears come to surface, and we can't sleep.
Sure.
One of the techniques that we share with our clients and our friends is get yourself a book, a journal. And when you wake up 3 or 4 o'clock in the morning, write down all your fears, worries, doubts, insecurities on that. And then just whatever you write down, close that journal, put it on the side, and know that all those demons are going to be in a safe place when you wake up in the morning. I promise you will sleep like a baby.
That's great.
Because once
great
you
advice.
Get it out of you and on paper, you won't forget it, you won't lose it. That ability to go to sleep, knowing that all those ideas are somewhere where you could get them later, is going to help you tremendously. Writing down, to shift gears, writing down this plan and those decisions, if you don't do that, it's going to be in your head, and it becomes an emotion, not an intellectual decision. So we want to be able to stay as intellectually clear as possible all the way through this process. And unless you put it on paper or you have it in a place where you can read it and go through that checklist to make the decisions when you're not emotionally involved, it's going to be a strain and you're going to make different decisions.
I think that's great, and I do think, you know, because I think people underestimate it. You know, we've got a model in America that's wonderful, and our children, our youth grow up, you know, with an incredible array of sports and activities, and there's coaches and there's mentors and advisors to kind of help. Yet when it comes to business, there always seems to, at least this is just my opinion, you may feel the same or not, you know, we don't always look towards a coach or mentor. And I think especially small business, you know, at the end of the day, they're kind of feel like they're in it alone and they're doing it on their own. And if they're going through, you know, a stressful time economically or personally and that's impacting the business and now we're in that, you know, where do they turn? Maybe give some thoughts or advice on, you know, again, a mentor, a coach. You know, I think those roles are going to be ever more critical. We know that it's going to be critical for mental health. We heard a commercial from NAMI, National Alliance of Mental Illness, one of our great partners. They offer resources. But, you know, in terms of a resource and having a coach and a mentor for business, if not now, when? It's just something that I think is going to be real critical.
Really is. And let's go back to what you said before. Our kids, by the way, I am absolutely blown away at the educational system and how they respond to this with kids working out of the house.
Without
so
a doubt. Yeah.
Our hats have to go out to the teachers and principals and all the people who coordinated kids working at homeschools, basically.
Sure.
More importantly, I've really got to, hands got to go out to, you know, the moms and dads who are home guiding their kids through this process. It is amazing to me how well it's working, how good they are at it, and, you know, the effort and focus that everybody's on the same page to make it happen. To that point, those educators are your kids' coaches. Listen, when particularly under stress, when you know, whether your business is going well or whether you're in crisis, we start making decisions based on emotion. What a coach does, a couple fundamental things. Most coaches that you'll work with, and we do a lot of coaching here, most coaches that you work with have seen what you're going through many, many times in many different models and can offer you ideas to guide you through this maze that we're looking through because we don't know. Secondly, the coach helps you understand what's rational and what's not. One thing I mentioned earlier in the conversation is we've got to understand what facts do I know, and what is fiction? What is my imagination running away from me? the coach can bring you back to what facts are and help you understand why these emotions are out of control. And, you know, listen, is it the environment, is it other people, or is it you? And the hardest thing, the coach is probably the only person in the plant that could say, you know, I hear what you're saying, but maybe you're the issue that, and here's what I'm seeing. And with coaches, they're going to give you what they see based on their years of experience, the guidance to look at things with a different perspective. I have people call me all the time, and it's amazing. So many of the clients I've not talked to, past clients that I've not talked to in years, and I've been in this business for 20 years, are reaching out just saying, what are your thoughts? And, you know, they know what the answers are because they're living it. Our job is to facilitate the thought process to help them make the best decision in their personal and their family's personal interest. And that's really, it's an object. It's a way to look at things objectively and change the way you think. It's funny. Mark Twain had one of my favorite quotes. He said, be careful of what you know for sure that just ain't so.
That's great. That's
and,
true.
You know, sometimes what we believe, we hold on to certain beliefs like Linus's blanket we don't want to let go. And those beliefs might have been true at one point in our life, but right now they don't fit. And what the coaches do and the counselors do is help you think practically through those beliefs and help you question things that might not fit the current situation today. And so, you know, listen, I'm on the phone, almost every day with my personal coaches. Those are colleagues in the Sandler organization, right? Those are people I've hired to help me think in a different light. And those are even my clients. What's interesting is my clients hold me accountable as well. And I learn as much from them as they do from me, right? So it's really a two-way street. And but don't try to figure it out all for yourself. There's a lot of people who could give you some great advice and just help you think through the best decision for you and your family and your business.
No, I think that's a great sound advice for folks. And go to those trusted partners. Go to those folks that you have a relationship with and those organizations as well. You know, we've got.
Oh, there's so many resources, and Chris, just your organization in and of itself. You know, it's you guys, and my hat's off to you. You have put together this wealth of information through the resources that you work with. Where I can't emphasize enough the need to stay current, to see what's going on with your business, the resources that are available for these small businesses through your website. So I urge everybody to really make sure they take advantage of that because that's really where you're going to get a lot of facts. You're going to get a lot of understanding of what's happening that can help people get through this period of time and companies and businesses get through this period of time. So I strongly urge the audience to go and utilize those resources.
Yeah, Jim, and I'll mention that again. Those that are just joining us here in our last few minutes, we've got Chris Phelan here, president of the Hunterdon County Chamber, along with Jim Barnowski at Performance Selling, talking about ways businesses can help manage and nonprofit organizations as well. I don't want to discount that. We've got some large employers here in the county that are nonprofit organizations. Visit our website, hunterdonchamber.org. Right on the front page, there's an icon. It'll take you over to that resource page that's in partnership with the County Office of Economic Development. I want to mention as well, the Chamber technology and resource, we're very lucky. There is a tremendous business directory. So if you're thinking about reaching out to businesses locally, go to our business directory. One of many things that we've done during this crisis to help the entire community, we've opened up our job board, Jim. We know there are businesses out there that are hiring. We also know, unfortunately, there are people that are going to be looking for work. So there's two components on there. Folks can actually post up their resumes, and this is hyper-local. There's a lot of different job boards out there. The state has a phenomenal one going statewide, but here for Hunterdon County, you can visit that job board, and for businesses, and you don't have to be a member of the chamber at this point to sign up. We've also put out some other resources right on that front page. you know, with everyone, the majority of the folks staying at home, where do you go for information in regards to restaurants and eating and supporting those local businesses? And think about it. It's our local business community that has supported our community for decades, for centuries. They're the ones that support our sports teams and our extracurricular activities and our organizations and all the many causes that are so important. The local businesses are really the ones on the front line that do that. And, you know, now's the time to step up. So we've got a resource page on restaurants that are offering curbside and pickup options. That's by town. And, again, that's open to everyone. We've got an active Facebook page that you can go and you can visit that as well. It's the Hunterdon County Restaurant Blitz. We also just launched another Facebook group, and that group is for Hunterdon County nonprofits in need. Again, a clearinghouse for folks to go up and see, you know, what our organizations are doing. I mean, I just put up their stuff around the three various you know, food banks here in the county that are definitely going to be seeing more of that need. So, like you said, Jim, there's a lot of resources, and we're going to continue with, you know, Hunterdon Chamber radio programming, special programming that'll be part of a podcast, so you can go back and listen to it. It'll also be up on our Facebook and other social media pages as well. Jim, we're coming up in the last couple minutes, so I just want to kind of let you share for a minute or two, you know, again, any parting advice, and I also want to make sure folks can get in touch with you if they'd like to. So if you could give out, you know, your website and your contact information, that would be great as well.
Oh, thank you so much, Chris. Yeah, a couple things. You know, this is a tough time, and I think, you know, let's focus on our business, what we need to do, and we talked a lot about setting up process, but one of those processes that we didn't get into as much, and I might have just touched on it, is make sure as you all are working out of your homes, you're surrounded by family. Sometimes we get a little claustrophobic. Make sure you stay, block out time, and I'm a big fan of time blocking. Block out time in your day, particularly at night, to turn off the electronics, focus on your family, exercise, go to yoga or go to a yoga class online. I've got a client who's a yoga center in where I live, and it's phenomenal. And but spend some quality time leading the outside world out of it, because that's really the most important thing of what we do. Make sure that you give yourself some time just to shut down, listen to some music, another cliche, find your happy place, at least for a short period of time each day. But no, if anybody wants to get in touch with me, my website is performancesellingsandler.com. And my phone number, please call us. We'd love to talk to anybody these days. It's 732-764-0200. And you could find us either under Performance Selling or under Sandler Training in Somerset, New Jersey.
Well, Jim, I really want to shout out to you a huge thank you for coming on the show this morning. Maybe we'll check in again in a week or so, and I know we're working towards as well some other opportunities. Next week we'll have an opportunity for folks to do some virtual networking, so we'll be pushing out some information on that. We're continuing with chamber meetings and programs. We're going to be rolling out through the Unity Bank Center for Business and Entrepreneurship other programming as well, and webinars that we have been doing here in our physical location, but we'll make those virtually available in addition to Hunterdon Chamber Radio. So I really do want to thank you so much for joining us here this morning on this special edition of Hunterdon Chamber Radio.
Chris, and I want to thank you especially for all you do for the community and the county, because I know beyond the radio and a president of Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, you're involved in many, many other areas of the community, and you know, we all want to really thank you for all you do. We can't say that enough.
Well, thank you, Jim, and all the best to you, your family, and Denise, and everyone at your office as well. And we'll be talking real soon, all right?
Will do. Thank you. Thank Bye-bye you. Now.
That was Jim Barnowski at Performance Selling, you know, giving us some great advice. We'll be doing, as I've shared, you know, other editions here on Hunterdon Chamber Radio. I want to encourage you to visit our podcast library at hunterdonchamber.org. We've got, you know, 30-plus shows that air on a weekly basis, and those podcasts are now available since we're not operating at full steam here, but we're going to be doing a series of other special shows this afternoon at 2 o'clock. We'll be joined by Mark Salek talking about all of the business resources. He and I will talk and share some of the things that we're doing for the business community. Again, kudos out there to 100 Healthcare, all of our medical professionals, our first responders, law enforcement, all of our local governments that are doing such a great job. And again, feel free to reach out to us at the 100 County Chamber of Commerce if we can help you. Either give us a call or visit our website, and we wish you all the best during these very, very trying and challenging times.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, 100inChamberRadio.com, brought to you by the 100in County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
When it matters most, our award-winning team of emergency physicians and nurses provides sophisticated care 24 hours a day. Superior emergency care at a moment's notice. 100in Healthcare, your full circle of care.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, 100inChamberRadio.com, brought to you by the 100in County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.